Someone or other will take it into his head to say, 'Give me a chance,' and then all the rest will come clamoring after him, and shake their fists at me and shout, 'Make room, make room, make room!' Yes, just you see, doctor. Presently the younger generation will come knocking at my door." Dr. Herdal, laughing. "Well, and what if they do?" Solness. "What if they do? Then there's an end of Halvard Solness." There's a knock at the door on the left. Solness starts. "What's that? Did you not hear something?" Dr. Herdal. "Someone is knocking at the door." Solness loudly. "Come in." Hilda Wangel enters by the hall door. She is of middle height, supple, and delicately built. Somewhat sunburnt, dressed in a tourist costume, with skirt caught up for walking, a sailor's collar open at the throat, and a small sailor hat on her head. Knapsack on back, plaid in strap, and alpenstock. Hilda goes straight up to Solness, her eyes sparkling with happiness. "Good evening." Solness looks doubtfully at her. "Good evening." Hilda laughs. "I almost believe you don't recognize me." Solness. "No, I must admit that, just for the moment." Dr. Herdal approaching. "But I recognize you, my dear young lady." Hilda, pleased. "Oh, is it you that—" Dr. Herdal. "Of course it is." To Solness. "We met at one of the mountain stations this summer." To Hilda. "What became of the other ladies?" Hilda. "Oh, they went westward." Dr. Herdal. "They didn't much like all the fun we used to have in the evenings." Hilda. "No, I believe they didn't." Dr. Herdal holds up his finger at her. "And I am afraid it can't be denied that you flirted a little with us." Hilda. "Well, that was better fun than to sit there knitting stockings with all those old women." Dr. Herdal laughs. "There I entirely agree with you." Solness. "Have you come to town this evening?" Hilda. "Yes, I have just arrived." Dr. Herdal. "Quite alone, Miss Wangel?" Hilda. "Oh, yes." Solness. "Wangel? Is your name Wangel?" Hilda looks in amused surprise at him. "Yes, of course it is."